This is Perth Tonight with Chris Elsley.
Received an email recently that told a very, very interesting story, and it got me, I suppose, thinking about a lot of questions that one could logically ask. The email came from a girl named Candy, and it was about her brother-in-law, and Candy joins me on the phone right now. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Would you like to tell me exactly what the story is relating to your brother-in-law?
Sure. My brother-in-law, Carl Adams, has been fighting stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was diagnosed in April by just having some pain in his chest around the ribcage area. After a few months, they were looking at his heart, and then he had a scan, and they found a few spots, which was a tumour in his ribcage wall. After going through some chemo treatment here in Perth, he had another scan to find that, unfortunately, the chemo had not worked. He has actually been diagnosed with something called a double hit, which is the most aggressive form of the disease.
It's called a double hit.
It's called a double hit.
Is that where you've got it in two places? Is that where it's twice as aggressive? What exactly is a double hit?
A double hit means that it starts off like a normal non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and then becomes more aggressive and goes into the second stage where it's very aggressive.
I believe at the moment that your brother-in-law is in Kansas City. Are we talking about some sort of treatment that is not available in Australia, are we?
That's right. He went to Melbourne where they do a lot of trials, and after going to Melbourne, he was told he was being put on a trial, came back to Perth to pack, and while he was in Perth, he was found that he was ineligible and that there was nothing else in Australia that they could do for him. They were going to start the same trial apparently here in January, which is quite possibly too late. It was inferred by one of the doctors that he had till October this year to live 4 weeks ago. So we had to get on it very quickly. There was a trial in Kansas City that he flew over for, and he has gone through a very rigorous screening process where they remove his cells and send them to Philadelphia, and they mutate them. And when they put them back into his body, which is going to happen the first week of November, those cells kill all the B cells in his body. This process is very aggressive and quite dangerous. Two people during the trial has already died. Just because of the way that the cells attack the body, it can put him into ICU very quickly.
Is it almost like saying once they do that with those cells, they almost turn them into like blood-borne suicide bombers?
Pretty much. Exactly. It just attacks his body and sees everything as a foreign body.
What we're also talking about, and once again I'll use the military analogy if I may, we're talking about a complete and absolute carpet bombing approach. So, yeah, sure, it will get the bad cells, but it will also take out a hell of a lot of good ones as collateral damage.
100%. And because you're removing all of his B cells for the rest of his life, and please God that it does work, he will need blood transfusions every month for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, one of the reasons why you sent the email, you mentioned something about a donor database. Can you explain what that's all about, why it's so important, and how your brother-in-law, and his name, I believe, is Carl, fits into that category?
The Australian Bone Marrow Donor Registry is also connected to a worldwide donor registry. And that registry, at the moment, my husband is Carl's brother, Scott, and Carl needs a stem cell transplant after this has finished to try and keep him in remission. Unfortunately, Scott is not a match, and being a blood relative, he should be the closest match possible. Out of a registry of 22 million donors, including 600,000 cord blood units that people have donated their babies' cord blood at birth, none of them are a match for Carl.
Okay. You said he had some rare type of blood, is that correct?
Yes, it's the HLA typing, and so basically the more people that we can get onto the register, the more people that can be tested against Carl's blood and try and find a match.
So in order to get yourself on the register, what do you have to do?
Well, basically, it's also done through the Red Cross, the blood service, but you go to your nearest blood centre. You can also call the number of 131495 and visit abmdr.org.au, which stands for the Australian Bone Marrow Donor Registry. And when you donate your blood, or if you're going directly to the Bone Marrow Donor Centre, they will put you on a worldwide register. It's done by a simple blood test, And at the moment, we're actually, why I contacted you is we're doing a drive to try and get as many people on the register as possible to find Carl a donor. Is it okay to plug that?
Of course it is. That's obviously the reason why we're talking about it, but also logically it could benefit anyone else who might need this kind of donation in the future. So even though you may not be a match for Carl, there's possibly somebody else coming down the track for whom Absolutely. You may be a match and you may end up saving somebody's life as a result. So go for it.
Yes, we have at the moment already over 100 people who have joined up on the event to try and come down. And all these people are well aware that by having a blood test on the night, that they're going onto a worldwide register, which hopefully will help hundreds of people around the world. The Facebook event page is called Please Help Save Carl Adams. It's being held on Monday, November the 2nd from 12 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock at night. And it's being held at Maccabi Soccer Club, which is 61 Woodrow Avenue, Yokine.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Give Carl our best and hopefully somebody will pop up who's a match.
Thank you so much for your help. We need a few phlebotomists who can help take the blood. So if there's anybody around who is willing to help out, if they could go to the Facebook page and message me from there, that would be amazing.
Thanks heaps for that, Candy, and good luck. By the way, if you lived in the UK from 1980 to 1996, you might think you're ineligible to donate. Not true. People from the UK or who lived in the UK during those years can donate bone marrow and stem cells. And by the way, to donate, you must be between 18 and 45 and in generally good health.
This is Gary.